Good morning. Let us pray before we read Bible this morning. Father, we come to you this morning with one hope that we can hear something from you, Father, regarding our faith, our spiritual journey, and our ministry. We pray that the Holy Spirit will teach us how to be an obeyed disciple in doing God's will, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us open Bible. This morning we read from the book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 10 to 20. The book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 10 to 20. Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and the Lord said to him in a vision, Ananias, and he said, Here I am, Lord. And the Lord said to him, Get up and go to the street called Straight, and inquire at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hand on him so he might regain his sight. But Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm he did to your saint in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who call on your name. But the Lord said to him, Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles and king and the son of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake. So Ananias departed and entered the house, and after laying his hand on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you and on the road of by which you were coming, has sent me that you may rend your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he regained his sight, and he got up and was baptized, and he took food and was strengthened. Now for several days he was with the disciples who were at Damascus, and immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogue and saying, He is the Son of God. Brothers and sisters, this is part of the story of the conversion of Paul. When I read this story, my heart strengthened again. Because today in Indonesia, we have difficult situation of politician, because one of the governor, he is Christian and he is Chinese, because he split tongue when he says something, and then a radical Muslim sent him to the police, and then now the case ongoing. It seemed that he will suffer something because of radical Muslim. At the same time, when I see the situation, I know that God loves Indonesian. That's why till today, Indonesian still not a Muslim country. Indonesian's whole Pancasila means we can believe in many religion, not only in one religion. And then the people who push the government, almost same like Paul who pushed the disciple in that time. One thing that I thanks God, although Paul is very, very bad, he persecuted many believers, But at the end of the time, Paul can believe Jesus Christ. That means in the midst of persecution, God, Jesus, still with the disciple. This is the good news for us. Emmanuel, God never leave the disciple. That means God always walk together with the disciple. That's why when Paul go to Damascus, in the midst of the journey, Jesus show himself, and then Jesus said, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuted me?" Not the disciple, but Jesus said, "Me." That's mean he with the disciple in the midst of suffering. I know that no one want to be suffer. Everybody try to get a better life in this life. But in one time, I might to say that God allow us to have some difficulties in our life. Of course, I said this is spiritual difficulties. Because of Jesus, we suffer something. Yesterday when I teach two students, then I said, after we believe Jesus Christ, our life is no longer is mine, but my life is for Jesus. That's why we need to see everything through Jesus' eyes. And because of that, sometimes we suffer something. For example, we suffer because we need to choose our job. For Indonesian sister, some of them cannot get holiday because the employer not give them holiday on Sunday. And I told them, why don't you choose another employer? And they said, oh no, this employer very nice to me. I don't have too many jobs. I just sitting and play with the kid. Oh, because of this, you don't want to change new employer, and then you get, because of this, you stay here and you cannot go to the church on Sunday. And then they keep smiling. Then I told them, in this case, God want you to one step forward. That's mean, suffer because of Jesus. No one want it, but I said, God can allow us to get this suffering. I said, spiritual suffering. And in the midst of spiritual suffering, you are not alone. You go with Jesus. You walk with Jesus. That's why Jesus said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuted me? Second point, when I read this chapter, I see that how God loved Saul. God showed himself to Saul. And then God said, why you persecuted me? Not only in that moment, God also sent someone to minister Saul. The guy called Ananias. Brothers and sisters, it is interesting. When the Bible said about Ananias, verse 10, the Bible said, there was a disciple. There was a disciple. There are two words that Luke tried to explain a condition of spiritual of someone who followed Jesus. Number one, Luke always said there was a believer. The second word is there was a disciple. So as a Christian, we only have two names in front of God. Number one, you are a believer. The second, you are a disciple. So I can say as a believer is someone who believes Jesus. But a disciple is someone who follows Jesus. So I don't know what is your status in front of God. Are you a believer or are you a disciple? Of course, disciple is higher than a believer. Disciple is a person who follow Jesus. In that time, everybody who believed Jesus, they want to be a disciple. That's why in the book of Acts, we can see how they really want to know who is Jesus. They learn from the Bible and they are persistent in teaching. They want to know who is Jesus and they live according to the Jesus. That's why Luke called Ananias as a disciple. It's very interesting. When I read the story about Ananias, Jesus asked him to minister Saul. Why don't Jesus ask apostle, maybe Peter or John or other famous one? Why Jesus only asked Ananias? So, one thing that I learned from this story, in front of God's eyes, Jesus never say famous disciple. Jesus never say second class of disciple. No. One, you are disciple, we are same in the eyes of God. And once you are a disciple of Jesus, you have opportunity to get privilege to serve Him. It is no matter your position is a pastor or your position is a church member. As long you are a disciple, God can use you to be an instrument in His kingdom. So, what Ananias done for Paul? Number one, we can see after have conversation with God, Ananias obey what God told him. I know that when Ananias get this kind of vision, Ananias has troubles in his heart. Oh my goodness, this guy is very bad. He harmed a lot of disciples. Do he really conversion or repents? How about if he is not? So this kind of thinking come in Ananias' mind. But at the same time, Ananias got sure exactly because this God told him to do. Then he left everything human mind. He just follow what God told him. And then he raised up, verse 17. So Ananias departed and entered the house, and after laying his hand on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the road by which you were coming has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. If we want to know another story about Paul's confession, we can read from the book of Acts chapter 22 and then chapter 26. Because few times Paul retold again the story of his confession. In this verse, we didn't see that Ananias do teaching. But in the book of Acts 22, we can see that before Ananias lay hand to Paul, Ananias give teaching about God, about Jesus to Saul. So I see that a disciple is a person who are able to give teaching for someone. A disciple is a person who are able to give teaching for someone. I see that Ananias has a good Bible knowledge, a good understanding about Jesus. That's why God sent him. And then when he met Paul, then he gave teaching about Jesus. Brothers and sisters, we see that the story of the confession, Paul repents and then get teaching about Jesus. After that, Ananias lay hand. Lay hand is not a privilege for some people. Everybody can lay hand. Lay hand means to support, to give encourage, and then want to bless the person by the name of God. That's why Ananias lay hand. After Ananias lay hand, and then the Bible said, filled with the Holy Spirit. This morning, I don't want to talk too much about filled of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, maybe some people say after get Holy Spirit, there are some sign or anything. But the Bible tells Paul filled the Holy Spirit. And then after fill the Holy Spirit, that's mean the Holy Spirit stay in the heart of Paul. And then Paul becomes son of God. And then the last part, after that, we see on verse 18, and immediately there fell from his eyes something like skull. Miracle happened, and he ran his sight, and he got up and was baptized. So Ananias is the first spiritual teacher for Paul, is the first pastor for Paul. Paul was baptized by Ananias. Ananias is not a big apostle. He is a disciple. So we need to get this point. If Ananias is a simple disciple, can do this kind of ministry, I believe at the same time, we as a believer and the disciple, God also wants to use us to serve other people. This is the second point. The last point, how is the life of Paul after he believed Jesus? Verse 19. And he took food and was strengthened. Now for several days, he was with the disciple who were at Damascus. And immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogue and saying, he is the Son of God. A person who believes Jesus Christ, they must have two things, two desires. Number one, to stay together with the disciple. Stay together means fellowship. Keep in teaching. The second point is proclaim Jesus as the Son of God. So very easy. You want to know you are a disciple of God or not? Number one, do you like to stay together with other disciples and get teaching? And the second point, after you stay together, then you go out to proclaim Jesus is the Son of God. Stay together means fellowship together. Our relationship with other believers in one family. And then the second part, we need to go out and preach the gospel. If we can do like this, then people will know we are the disciple of Jesus. We need to have this activity walk together. Fellowship and then mission must walk together. Otherwise, we will imbalance. If we just do mission without fellowship, we are too small, no power. But if we just stay together, no mission, we become too fat in spiritual sense. So fellowship and mission must work together in our spiritual life. This is what I get from the book of Acts, chapter 9. Let us pray. While we try to digest the message this morning, number one, maybe some of you have difficult experience with unbeliever. They make problem in your life. But remember, Saul harmed the disciple, but Jesus loved him. No matter what, Jesus loved sinner. Jesus wants sinner repent and become his sons. Second point, God called Ananias to serve Paul. At the same time, God also called us to serve other people. And in the last part, we learn from Saul. After he received Jesus, he has two lovely activities. Number one, he liked to stay in one fellowship with the disciple. And then the second one, he loved to share gospel. So in the context of this church, I want to let you know that house church and outreach, house church and mission must work together. Otherwise, we become imbalanced believer. One, we join house church, but at the same time, we need to love to join in outreach and mission so that we can share everything that we get from Jesus to the world. People need the Lord. The world needs the Lord. God wants to send us to share His love to many people. Pastor Ricky will lead us in worship. With thankful heart, we want to praise Him this morning.
will above all else, my purpose remains. Art of losing myself in bringing you praise. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all praise. Yeah, my heart and my soul, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace. To love you from the inside out, everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. And the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out, Lord. My soul cries out, everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. And the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out, Lord. My soul cries out from the inside out, Lord. My soul cries out, Lord.
Let's spend our time this morning to serve other people using our prayer to God. Thanks God, we have this kind of privilege to bring petition for other people in front of Him. And we believe that God hears everything that we pray for. We pray for our friend, family, or church member who has difficulties in their physical weakness, cancer, or other disease. We pray by the name of Jesus Christ. There is a miracle. There is a wonderful thing. Yeah, we believe that. Let's pray together. We also put our prayer for our friend, brothers and sisters. Yes, they are seeking for new jobs. We pray that God will prepare the best for them. Let's pray for Mission Focus this morning for Cambodia. We remember Grace, who served at Cambodia, and also pray for Pastor Sophia. Yeah. We pray for her, who served at Japan. We also pray for Mission Council, Pastor Ricky and friend, so that God give them vision, and the vision come up to SP, and then they lead SP to do God's will, to extend God's kingdom. There are a lot of local outreach ministry. We always pray for them. They need our prayer support. And then we remember that tonight, SPU have fellowship. We pray for them. And the last part is we pray for household activity. We put this activity in front of God, and we believe that something always happens. People who join the fellowship feel that God serves them. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for morning prayer, and then we remember that you teach us to be a true disciple like Ananias. Please lead our life, Father, so wherever we go, we love to share about Jesus. Wherever we coming, in SP how should we love to have fellowship with other brothers and sisters. Let's make our life be wonderful, Father. Because when we go, we share the gospel. When we go in, we share God's love among the disciples. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.